It's been a very tough few days, the bombing of Gaza underway right now. Of course, the shooting down of the Malaysian Airlines flight. The Philippines typhoon, that has slipped away from the headlines with all that's going on. The world can feel like a very dark, dark place indeed at times like this. It might help this morning to meet a Dutch woman on a travel adventure with a difference. Her project is about shifting perspective even at the toughest of times, and she's collecting moments, not just her own, but thousands of others across the world, maybe yours because she's in Australia right now. You will have heard of the Latin saying carpe diem. Seize the day. Well, Jana Willems is asking you to seize your moments. That's the name of her project. What sorts of moments? Why? We've tracked her down to Adelaide just before she sets off on the next leg of her journey up the highway to Cooper Pedy, and we're going to find out more. Welcome, Jana.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
What a journey. You got into the studio. I mean, what is the Seize Your Moments project? How does this actually work, the mechanics of it?
Oh, the mechanics are pretty simple. I just walk up to people. In one hand, I have a stack of empty postcards. In the other hand, it's full of texters. And I just say, hey, I'm Jana, and I'm traveling the world to ask people to draw a beautiful moment from last week. Do you maybe also want to do one? And that's when people start to react like, hey, this is weird, but I want to do this. And they start to draw, and they draw everything. Here in Australia, it's after a long day of work, having a glass of wine in a bath, or eating a slice of pizza, or getting a hug from your child, or in the morning, laying together with everybody in the bed, things like that.
Yeah, and you've actually stumbled across some interesting cultural differences, which we'll get to. You're actually quite a shy person, I gather, and here you are walking up to complete strangers. People might think, who is this woman?
Yeah, they probably do. I would think the same.
Yeah,
but it's just like, I notice for myself that when I keep track of my own beautiful moments, it makes me happier. And I'm doing this, my own beautiful moments, I do for over more than 10 years.
And you're asking people to draw as well, which is another challenge.
Yeah, especially in Australia, because there's a typical reaction that they say like, hey, I can't draw. Well, it's not about your drawing capacities. It's about doing a stick figure. It's all fine. Because what happens if you draw, you have to remember, how did my moment look like? And then you feel again what happened. That you really liked how the sun shone on your face.
Mm.
And that's reliving the moment. That's why drawing is so powerful.
Yes, and in that moment, I think you've had some very interesting interactions. I think, though, this stems actually from dark times from you, not happy times, not beautiful times. Where did this all begin? What were the kernels of this project?
The first beginnings were pretty awesome because I started to study and discover this whole new world and thought, wow, the world is amazing, but I'm not going to remember this. Let's write it down. And then
this was as a child?
This was as a student. I was 20, 18, 20, something like that. So I wrote it down. And then after a few years, my mother got seriously ill. She had cancer. And I kept on writing down the moments. Also in the last few weeks, and I wrote and drew a lot back then.
Mm.
And a few years after that, I realized how important it has been that during those time, I kept track of what were still the good things. Because there were a lot of good things. In the last 5 weeks of my mother, she came home. Life was pretty easy back then. Because the only thing we had to do was enjoy her. Because she was still there. So when the sun would shine, we would walk out and go for a walk or eat in the garden. And if she had pain, then we dealt with that.
Yes, your mother's dying, those weeks where she was at home and with you, really crystallised this idea of seeing beauty in suffering, didn't it?
Yeah, before that I knew it was important, but then you think like, oh, it's just something I do. And if you go through a period like that, you feel it in every bone of your body why it is important. Because the world is a beautiful place, also with all these grim things happening, especially the last few days.
Especially for your own, you know, Dutch countrymen and women this past weekend.
Yep, especially the Facebook timeline for me, but for most people in the Netherlands has been pretty grim.
So this began as then a trip. You decided to turn this into something much bigger, much more ambitious. This is 1,000 moments per continent that you visit.
Yes.
Where has it taken you?
Oh, it has taken me from the Netherlands to London, Belgium, Germany, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, Norway, back to Berlin, Austria, Slovenia, Serbia, Bosnia, Macedonia, Greece, Bulgaria, Turkey, India, Nepal, Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Singapore, Malaysia, and now Australia.
Incredible. Okay, so let's look into some of the communities and what they've been, what people have distilled, because you have found some interesting differences. I mean, certainly, you know, Serbia is a country that has the legacy of war.
Yep.
Many other parts of the world. Slovenia, very hard hit by the economic crisis. Did you see distinctions that really stood out for you?
Yeah. In Serbia, it really triggered how easy it was for there to come up with beautiful moments. And one girl phrased us like, hey, we maybe don't have the big moments like going to Paris, but we just buy a bottle of wine from the shop and we sit in a park with friends. And so the economical difficulties doesn't stop people for going for their own happiness. And indeed, Slovenia was pretty hit hard by the economical crisis. Mm. And a Slovene girl who I met a year earlier said, the economical crisis made your project more important because it makes that everybody in Slovenia is reevaluating what is important in life. Because first they thought like, hey, the sky is the limit, everything is possible. Economical Slovenia was going really well, and then the economical crisis hit and they had a very tough reality check.
Jana Willems is with me this morning. She is travelling the world to create this Seize Your Moments project. She's travelling alone. She turns up. You might have met her. She walks up to you with a postcard for you to draw a beautiful moment from your past week. Are there moments that have really stood out for you that people have illustrated?
Yeah,
poignant moments, memorable moments.
A lot. It's in Sydney. There was this guy, and he said, I don't know what to draw. I had a lousy week. And when I came back to him, he had remembered that he got citizenship of Australia, actually, that week. So he had a pretty
He'd just
big
forgotten.
Week. That. He'd just forgotten.
There's a really poignant example of a man that you met in Copenhagen too, I think.
Yeah, that was just after 6 days of travels. I was in Copenhagen in the park and I was talking to somebody and he said, Jana, I just met this person who was suicidal. He wants to kill himself later tonight. His name is Kelvin. And I think that you are the person to go and talk to him. And I thought, I don't know about that because I never talk to a suicidal person and this is like expectations.
Big responsibility in some way, isn't it?
Yeah, but the responsibility is really up to Kelvin, but it really felt as responsibility. But I gathered, okay, the police is being called, somebody needs help, I just go and talk to him and that's all I can do. So we walked up to him and he was pacing around in the park. So he was in a bit of distress and we sat down with him and we talked for quite a while. And he talked about his life, which has been quite awful. His father committed suicide in front of his eyes. His mother died of AIDS. He could only see his daughter once a week. But we also talked about his childhood memories. And one of them was that while they were eating porridge every morning, they would listen to the radio with a cool song on it every morning about which they had to laugh. So I asked Elvin, can you sing me that song? So there's this guy in a park in Copenhagen and he sits in the grass and he is singing that childhood song.
Gee.
And he was so into it.
Mm. Do you know what happened to him?
No, I don't know. And I don't want to know.
Well, here you are with the sampling what can be very profound interactions. It's a simple premise, isn't it? Tell me about a beautiful moment. Draw a beautiful moment from your previous week. And yet it prompts you to plumb the depths with people, doesn't it? I wonder how these interactions are changing your sense of self.
Oh, it changed me in a lot of ways. One of them is that it makes me happier. Because if you talk to people about their happy moments, they are about to smile, they are about to cheer up. So certainly that affects me and I become more cheerful. But seeing that you can actually make a difference in people's life, for example with the Copenhagen guy, but also a girl in Vietnam who gave me a card stating, I want to travel the world, meet all people, but I'm very shy to talk. Mm. And she gave it to me while her hands were crossed over her body. She was really making herself small and just handed me the card. So I started talking to her and slowly she transformed and had this open and broad, confident body posture.
Yeah.
So I said to her, for me it is also not always easy to talk to strangers. But if I have my cards, it's pretty easy because then it's not about me. So if you want to practice talking to strangers, I need a translator every day. So come by tomorrow, I'm here.
Ah, she gave you an entree to Vietnam.
Yeah, and half an hour later she came back and she took the empty postcards of my box. And I was talking to this Vietnamese guy who looked at me like, I don't understand you. So she stepped in and her arms were next tied to her body and her fists were clenched. So it wasn't that she really felt comfortable, but still she was translating in perfect Vietnamese what I was saying.
You're traveling alone, you're on a budget. How are you actually making this happen? This is a bit of a labor of love.
Yeah, but it's also, I learn how great people are, because when I started with the idea 4 months before I left, I didn't have money, I didn't know people in the places I would go to, and I didn't know how. Mm. So I had the perfect starting position, because it made me ask around, how should I do this? And people came to help. And the important thing, if you want to realize big projects, is thinking what you need instead of thinking money. So what do you need? You need a place to stay. I need some food during the day. I need to go from A to B. And I need a laptop and some stuff. But that's all. So if you just ask for those, then you don't need that much money. I'm also crowdfunding and very pleased with what people give me. But it's more in thinking about what you need and you always.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you always meet good people who want to help you.
Well, the challenge will be what you do at the end of this journey, I guess. Just before I let you go, and we will link to your website as you head up to Cooperpedy, how do you say seize your moments in Dutch?
Pluk je momenten.
There you go. It's a universal language. Jana Williams, congratulations. It was a real joy looking at your website and looking at some of those beautiful moments that people are distilling for you across the world. Thank you for joining us on Life Matters this morning.
Thank you. It was great to talk to you. Jana, I'm very honoured.
Jana Williams. Heading to Cooperpedy and Darwin over the next week. Seizeyourmoments.com is her website, and we'll link to that.